Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, here we are. Raring to go. Get your readings underway in just a couple minutes. First, a little, you know, of the intro stuff that we do, especially for newcomers or those who've been away for a while. First, remember I'm using ordinary playing cards for these personal prophecy readings. It's how my grandmother taught me, and we've never deviated. But it's important for you to realize the distinction, since some confuse it with tarot or other oracle cards, or any kind of method that's out there that, you know, may resemble in some fashion this particular method. But no, these are ordinary playing cards. I'm also going to use a full 24 card layout for each of your calls. Or if you are typing in, and Jim will fill you in on that, on Facebook, we have both of you that are on Facebook are
they're just on Facebook doing our live broadcast.
Yes, you are. You're watching us streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So glad to have you with us. You get to watch everything that's going to go on. Also, you blog talkers, hey, happy to be with you. Always love your calls.
So
what? Yeah, true that.
True that.
So with that said, I'm going to now turn this over to Mr. Fantastic, our very own Jimbo Baggins.
Word up. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. I should say it real fast, like those disclaimer things. We want to remind everybody the show is for informational and like they do those disclaimers when they're selling, when they're pitching drugs.
Yes.
Yeah, buy cholesterol, fall. Don't take it if you're allergic. And blah, 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 blah.
Do they think they do it fast enough so you don't really catch it? Or to save time, I would suppose. Either or, right?
Yeah, you know, it's the time thing because time is money on commercials. All right. Also, if you're international, let us know. If you're a caller, if you're a Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out, like Louise.
Louise!
From the UK.
Good to have you.
Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. Yes, it's been a little while. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. If you want to call in, get a reading. When you call in, you'll be told you're going to be on hold listening to the show while you wait, basically. And you'll hear the show. If you don't, problem, hang up, dial again. To make the live experience better for you, me, and the listeners, here's some things I'd like you to do if you legally and safely can. When we take you live, you'll know, please get off that speakerphone and get off that Bluetooth. The best method for the audio on our end is just putting that phone to your face, believe it or not. Also, all any background noises at all when we go live, please kill them, murder them, get them down. Stop multitasking, running around, doing stuff if you can. Perfect scenarios, you're in your house, you can find a nice, comfortable, quiet place with kick-butt cell phone reception, right? And that's just, like I said, that's your transmission is going through internet and blah, 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 and it comes out our speakers and it goes downhill after you speak. It just depends on how much. So that's what we ask. All right. For you Facebookers, we will occasionally try to open the floor for messenger calls or typed calls. Depends. We'll see what happens on when we open the floor. A lot of times we'll say, hey, messenger calls. If we don't get one within 20 seconds, all right, type your question in real quick. And we'll make it quick.
Right.
We have callers. The callers usually fill up the entire show and beyond, as you'll know. We go beyond an hour. The only time we really can't is if something's coming up, we have an appointment or something, or if it's Monday shows on Blog Talk, we're going to go beyond it. Last Monday, we did our first Beyond an Hour on Facebook, so that might have to be a
Wasn't
future trend.
2 hours?
Was it?
Yeah, it was 2 hours.
Well, it was beyond an hour. 2 hours is beyond an hour. Yeah. All right. That is the sound of our angels playing harps in this case. That means that your reading with Deborah has concluded. When you get your free reading, you can get a couple questions, but ask them early.
Please.
Don't save a question for the end because that's not going to fly when the harps play. It's like you're at the opera and the fat lady's singing, all right? So when you hear the harps, that fat lady just sung and sung away. And that means that we have to conclude your reading with Deborah. It's a free show. Lots and lots of folks. And we just got to move on. Got to keep on moving on. And what I'm going to do is real quick, though, before your reading is done, before we put you back on mute, we are going to give you an angel card reading. And this one is specifically the healing angel cards. So,
yeah, I like those.
So when you hear the harp, your reading's over, don't hang up. Reading with Deborah's over. I still got to give you one single card. It'll be quick. International shout out to Virgil. From the UK.
Yes. Glad to have you with
Welcome.
Us.
And let me go ahead.
We had a lot of UK folks last night, I think it was.
I think we did. And
yeah.
Indeed we did. All right,
and so all of you know, sorry to cut you off. Because we're going to forget. We're going to start a weekly show that is going to be strictly for those of you on Facebook. Because we feel you get a little cheated out of, you know, being able to call us on
right.
Blog Talk. It's going to cost you an
yes.
arm and a leg.
We did it Sunday, for example.
And is that we were...
So that maybe that'll be, we don't know what day it'll be. That might be the day. Might not be the day. We'll have to figure out, but it will be a day.
And we were raging.
During the week.
Yes. So
there will be one day dedicated just to the Facebook folks because that usually we're nailing 99% international folks and 1% are domestic folks that can call for one reason or another. It is a thing, believe it or not. So on that note, my list is caught up to date.
You're getting a healthy list.
It is a healthy list. And we shall start attacking that list. Area code 205. Which is in, where's 205? Alabama, 205.
Alabama. Welcome to the show. Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Patricia, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Thank you for holding forever.
Are you new to the show? Because
I've called in once.
Okay.
The name's on.
And it, yeah, maybe last year sometime I called in at least once I know of.
Probably. But anyway, let's get the show in the road. What would you like to know?
Yeah. Tell us a little about what's going on for you.
For your question, background, and what you want to ask.
It's a little bit of everything. So I just like a message from Spirit.
Well, you might want to give us a little bit of info. Obviously, if you want to message some spirit, there's a few things that are on your mind. What are any one or two things?
When do you see me picking up another contract for work?
Okay, there you go. That's a good one, the work thing.
And if you have another, we can throw that one in too.
Sure. And if there's something
else
that you would like to, if there's a, like another important thing, you can throw that in while she's putting the cards down. We'll do a couple things if you'd like. And she'll even throw you other things she sees that are important that have nothing to do with your question if they're very important.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you.
So like somebody coming along or you single, somebody come along, you know, that type of stuff, right?
Or
I would like to know that too. When I am single.
Okay.
I'd like to know. Yes.
I like to let people be alerted in case there's potential for identity theft in their reading, that kind of thing, getting their bank accounts hacked. They're getting pretty clever out there, those scammers.
Yeah.
It looks so legit if you had any. Didn't you get caught once at work? Don't they send out like fake ones, you said, Jim?
Oh, our company is very big, and they'll send out these phishing emails to test us, our Microsoft Outlook has a little button where I can just click it and it'll report it as phishing. And when I do, they're like, congratulations, you know, to let you know that, yeah, you weren't a dumbass. So, you know, that type of thing. But a couple of them are clever. You could actually, if you're really, 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 really busy,
yeah.
I'm on the phone, I get this email, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll click that. A lot of it is pretty clever. But anyway, go ahead.
First of all, Patricia, I can see that you've been going through a bit of a rough time. And it's really disconcerting, isn't it, when you're trying to work really hard, keep your life together, you know, still have some sense of a social life, just trying to live a life. But it seems mm-hmm. that you've had your challenges, okay? And it may continue for a little while more. But I feel that March is going to be the start of a beautiful upswing for you. So be hopeful about that.
Good.
You know, and one thing I try to remind people is mm-hmm. that Rome wasn't built in a day. And our lives, mm-hmm. you know, being elevated and full of energetic energy, it takes some time for that. So, yes. And I also want you to know that I feel you will have a contract coming along very soon, sooner than you might expect.
Oh, that would be a nice surprise.
Yes, it is. And it contains this card that I love, which is the Three of Clubs. Three of Clubs means that an event is on its way directly to you, and you can't miss it. Now, you can pretend. It's like a ball soaring through space. All right. Right now, it's still out there.
Stuff like a space ball.
Space ball.
Little Mel Brooks for you. All right, go ahead.
But it's on its way. You don't have to worry, is it going to miss you? Well, here's the thing. You might want to be prepared to receive it. And by doing that, keeping yourself aware, and when it goes to come to you, go, gotcha, instead of letting it kind of just in the head. So, yes, you've got a really nice proposal coming to you regarding a contract. And here we go. Some love here, Patricia. Yes, this is somebody that's going through a big transition. I'm thinking maybe it's, well, not maybe, it is. It's on, it's, we'll say, a relationship that is ending, okay? He is in the process of separating. And I think it may just be a...
I won't sing it.
What? Oh, you won't?
I won't sing it. I'll spare you.
I think it's a relationship and not a full-blown marriage. All right. And it doesn't seem like either party is walking away, you know, feeling like they've really gotten burned. I think the relationship just dwindled. So he has his eyes fixed on finding new love, finding love with excitement and energy and, you know, passion. Ooh, we got to have passion.
You mean he doesn't want, like, corpse love of a dead person?
No corpse love.
Oh, okay, it's good that he likes excitement and passion.
And what I like about him is that he's characterized as the King of Diamonds, which indicates via that particular suit, he would be very good with money, making money, investing money.
Money.
Money, money, money. He could also be more like a stockbroker. He could be an accountant. One of these fields, but there's a flow of money around him. And I don't think he's coming wearing a barrel. So that's good news for you. Yeah.
Yes.
It means he's well-heeled financially. And the two of you could have a very, very good time together. And this could lead to love. It's right there. I mean, he's in the market. So this isn't one of your typical player type guys, you know, and that I am finding as I get older. Yeah. As I'm getting older, I don't know what's wrong with men, but the older they get, the more selfish, and they don't want one woman. They want a stable of women, you know, and they're proud.
I think it's the clock's ticking, foot's getting near the grave, or they want to go out with a flash, a bang,
flare.
You want to be a shooting star.
Yeah. So don't worry. This man is not like that at all. So I think this is a good reading for you. Oh, and Spirit says, and I hear this very loudly, Spirit is saying for you, Patricia, try not to take things so seriously. And that must have some kind of special resonating meaning for you. Okay, try not to take
things. Not to take things too serious.
Yeah. You know, like, this too shall pass. You know that saying?
Yes.
Especially when we're kind of in some dark times, this too shall pass.
Mm.
What do you got for our Miss Patricia?
I have subject of her healing angel card is divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yet this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
I love it. I love it. So.
All right. Thank you so very much. Thank
you. For being our caller and all. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
And do come again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the beautiful messages. For sure.
All right. You can call back much sooner. You don't have to wait years. All right.
May I stay on the line and listen?
Absolutely. I never hang up on anybody. I put you back on hold, and it's your choice. If you want to continue to listen, you can, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nope. If you want to hang up, that's your prerogative. I shall not hang up on you unless you call me some kind of nasty name. International shout out, speaking of another Patricia, that is in Scotland,
Scotland is in the house.
Land of the Scots. All right, I like it. Real quick, we'll go over our next caller because the list is growing.
I have a question.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't like when I have a question?
Well, it depends. We've got freaking callers piling up.
It's a little one. We have our animosities here in the States. With different states.
Oh, it doesn't sound little already.
Like Virginia is kind of hinky about West Virginians and so on. Do they all get along over there?
You didn't specify how that relates to your question. First of all, where's over there?
Over there, like Scotland, you got Ireland, you got
England.
They're
different countries.
Yeah, but
it's not like
get
different
along.
States.
Well, we are,
along as
states
much.
Could be countries too.
But they never were. They were separate countries at a time.
Let's see.
Well, see, a lot of that was going. You can ask William Wallace about that.
There was a girl that called here from Ireland, and you said, yes, we've got so-and-so from the UK, and she was very...
Which meant she's not
she
in...
She said, I am not...
Northern. Obviously, that means she was not in Northern Ireland.
I just wondered if they all kind of play well together.
And you said it was going to be like an easy question. Yeah, let's just... How about we talk about politics, too, for 10 seconds?
And, you know, we can't keep this show dry. It's got to have some juice.
Yes, we get along more than not anyway. I love family and all these places. She has planned family all over Louisa.
Oh, Louise, thank you.
That makes sense, too.
Thank you. I was hoping somebody would respond.
Well, obviously they get along all right, or they'd be bombing the shit out of each other.
never mind. We'll move on.
Well, like back in the old IRA days when they were very unhappy about that. That was the Protestant, Catholic, North-South.
Wasn't there a big war over potatoes?
I am switching. That was nothing to do with what we just talked about. You just shifted eras. All right.
See, they know what I'm saying. They read my
They list. Know that you have ADD times 100.
I have just a very active...
Oh, that's bullshit.
Brain. My brain matter is at attention.
If you're active, you can keep it focused. Just a quick question, and then we just pissed away many minutes.
And maybe somebody learned something from this, like me.
You know what? You know what? If you want to do some learning, go on Google. That's what I got to say about that. We got this caller list. I got to catch up on my damn list now. It's piled up.
We'll catch up on it, and we'll go to the next. You know what his name means in German? Jim's last real name.
Well, you're going to tell him my last name, are you? My real last name
Only
on the internet for everybody on earth to know. Really?
It's No, I'm not. They don't need, I'm not going to say the name.
You're going to say the name, and then they go on Google and say, what does this mean in German? Oh, that's his fucking last name. There you go, Deb. 267, you are live. Philadelphia area, I believe. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania. I have good news, and I have a question. I finally got a job. I'm very happy to report that. Many months.
Oh, so happy for
like
you.
That.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it was very nice.
Yeah.
And it happened very quickly, too. So that was definitely spirit's hand in it. And then my question is, I want to see what you're picking up as far as housing, because I moved to a really nice property. I'm here just temporarily, but I'm looking for a permanent place. So wanted to see what you're picking up with that.
There you go. That's a good question.
Do you mean buying or renting, or what are we looking at?
Renting.
Okay.
Or maybe like a rent-to-own.
Yeah, that's a good option, too. I've been reading, though. I follow a lot of news sources on the internet. Rentals are still tight. You know, they're tight, expensive, hard to get. So
Every area is different, but yeah.
All right, here we go. I've got to focus now.
Sure, and the thing we have to remember is the people that are leasing these properties, they need to make money or they wouldn't do it. So you're going to be paying whatever mortgage they're paying plus all the other stuff they're paying, and plus they got to put money in their pocket. And that's fine. It's a win-win for people, because also if the roof blows off as a renter, you're like, huh, well, I'm glad I don't have to drop that 20 grand or whatever. So that's the benefit of the renting. Or, holy crap, I've lived here for a couple of years. I got to move. And my lease says, oh, 60-day notice. I don't have to worry about selling a house and making, you know, so there's positive and negatives in the rent thing. Especially if you know you are going to get around a little bit, move around. Sometimes that is a good option, because sometimes you might be getting ready to, oh, I got another job or I got to move. And the market could be garbage. And then you're stuck with a house you can't sell while you're trying to move. What do you got?
I got to take a look at it for a minute here.
A minute? I'm going to time you.
Oh, my gosh.
$1,000.
Well, I'll tell you this. You will find somewhere, but just remember, it's not the last apartment to rent on the earth. What I'm seeing here is you may end up having to go with the short-term lease because it's not quite, you know, exactly what you would hope for or dream of. But then something a little further on will come through for you. So
okay, well, that's not the end of the world, right?
No,
there,
it's not. But I don't like to build people up, you know, over something like this, and then they get even more disappointed.
I understand.
But here's a really good piece of insight for you. Boy, are you going to start making some money.
Money
seems to be the name of the game these days.
It's the name of the game.
And it may not happen immediately, because your cards have this effect to them that it's like everything is kind of blowing in the wind in the future. But by the end of this year, you should be really sitting pretty.
Why do you think that I'm still continuing going from short-term lease to short-term lease?
Well, I can only tell you what I see.
She's saying what you've been doing. She's saying that she kind of sees that you might be doing that.
Because the rentals right now, what I'm seeing in your reading, are few and far between that might meet your standard. Now, aren't you the one? I'm trying to remember. It might not have been you, but who had a chance to rent a side-by-side or...
But you know what? That's the whole thing. I've been going through that. I've been having these... It's the same thing like what you're saying. I've been going for this. It's been 10 months now that I have been bouncing around from place to place. I didn't end up taking that place because it didn't feel right. Because none of these places have been feeling right. But then I moved on. I went to a motel, which I was happy about. It was nicer. And now, for the last month, I've been on this property that's beautiful. It's 50 acres. I have my own cottage. But it was just a 1 month lease. I'm not staying here any longer than that. It's time for me to go.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that, again, you know, I thought I was going to stay here possibly for longer, but again, it's like, no, it's time to go.
Well, yes, and the thing is, though, by having this knowledge, it could help you with perspective as you go out and are apartment hunting, knowing that to rent a house or an apartment, at least you know that something that really will be more to your liking is still down the road.
It's out there. It just might not be the next choice, is what you're saying. Right.
Because none of the places I've loved. It's weird that none of the places have been up to my standard. I don't think I'm asking for that much.
Well, I can't pull rabbits out of the car.
Well, not so much standard. You said one place didn't feel right, so that's another different type of standard.
Yeah, no, but it's weird to have to look at so many places and not any of them really feeling right. I've never had that experience before.
That is a standard. It's a different standard. It's not a physical standard. I need this, this, and this. Obviously your gut feelings have high standards. You have to have that right, perfect feeling, which you have to. I'm not making light of anything, but that's your hurdle, is your own personal standards on your inside. You have to feel right, or you are not going to be comfortable living there.
I'm pretty much agreeing with Jim.
Nothing
wrong
with that. That's good.
Also, you may be very sensitive to the energy within these
obviously
places.
There's something. Yeah, there's obviously more to it.
That's exactly what it is. Very sensitive to energy and whoever's around. But why? I'm not asking you to pull rabbits out of the cards. I'm just wondering, like, why do you think that I'm having this experience that none of them, that the energy doesn't feel right with any of them?
Well, it's probably because, like you just said, you are more sensitive to different energies than the average person. You have another, you know, like I always said, the sixth sense. You got something out there that a lot of people don't have when they're renting and buying.
And the vast majority just want a place to hang a hat.
I mean, I watch a lot of these paranormal shows, and I said there are a lot of different energies in these places that from people in the past or things in the past. And if you're not sensitive to them, no big deal. But if you're sensitive to them, it's going to bother you, and it's not going to feel right. You're just more sensitive.
And you could always do cleansing techniques. You know, you could smudge the place.
You could try and see if it makes you feel better. Right?
Yeah, but for me, when I've gone hunting for a house or an apartment, I know within 30 seconds of stepping in, I don't even have to see the whole layout.
Yeah.
I just know this is home.
Yeah.
And they say you have to trust your gut, otherwise why would you buy something or rent something long-term that you don't even feel good about going into? It doesn't sound like the outcome could be positive.
It also may be that you're picking up vibes on, say, the neighbors, things that have gone on in that place.
Yeah, different energy things that I don't understand for sure.
Well,
maybe you haven't fully picked up on
I feel, Jessica, that you're pretty empathic. And it'll make you be like a sponge where all of these emotions and energy bombarding.
That is your real estate hurdle.
Yeah.
And it's just you have to deal with it because you have a different sensitivity than the average person renting and buying places.
And that place that you're in, I bet you wish you could stay. The one with
Originally I told the guy I wanted to stay, but I was feeling since it's such a big estate. He lives on the property, too, with some of his family members, and I kept feeling weird energy from him. So after after a week or so, I was like, oh, no, I can't stay here. I don't feel comfortable.
Okay.
I don't want to feel his energy. It feels like I'm living with him. I like the sensitivity, and I appreciate it, but I also want to feel like, hey, this is going to benefit me, that I am going to be able to, like, settle down instead of constantly be bouncing.
And the motel that you lived in, it probably felt comfortable enough because people come and go. There's nobody setting up a residence there.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, it can be fun and temporary when you know it's only two months or whatever. But, yeah, you don't want to make that a forever place.
It's going to come, though. You know, I just try to – I don't hate to use that P word. Everybody hates it.
No.
Can we do this?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Harp number two. Subject is trust. All will work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know. So the first thing is trust. All will work out well. That was the first thing.
Yes, it did. All will work
out. Remember, that's like the subject of your paragraph when you're writing, right? The subject of your paragraph.
And you know what?
All will work out
what
well.
What walks hand in hand with trust is faith.
I know. That's
I'm sorry your reading couldn't be more uplifting. But
no,
you're gonna...
you know what? It was the same thing with the job. It went on for like 7 months or so, but the place we're on now, it just feels right. And I knew it right from the beginning. So
that's
it was the same.
Terrific.
It just finally clicked.
That's great.
Yeah.
You'll be settled in a place. It's just going to take a little bit more time.
The angel said trust.
Do you have any months? Did it come up in the cards any months, prediction? Like how many months?
Funny you should mention that. Here's the thing. Statistically, people do not like to move in the winter. It's a lot of work. It can be, and you're in a place that can be snowbound at any time. So people plan their movings in the spring. And I was going to say that. Likely by April, you're going to have a lot of places to pick from. And it'll all come together for you.
Yeah, that's what was coming. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I'm happy that I was able to report some good news. So there you go.
Yeah. I remember your job search.
Yeah, you can call a lot more often.
Yeah.
We don't have a crack and say you can only call every
right.
We have people call every show, and that we welcome them.
Yes,
so it's
we
up
do.
To you if you have the time for that or want to.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
And take
thank
care.
You
all right,
very much.
I shall put you back on
bye-bye.
Hold. I will not hang up on you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
I will not do that. I shall not hang up on you. I remember the first one, I think the first time we ever did Blog Talk, I was hanging up on people.
You did.
Sometimes by accident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, I got it. I was like, and then I was like, why am I hanging up on? Put them on. They're big girls and boys. They'll hang up if they want to leave. You know, what am I doing? I was being a jerk, but I didn't know it. All right. Oh, la, la, da, 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 da.
What?
Virgil's, as he's being funny, he goes, you know I love Cho, but if you blocked him, I wouldn't complain, Jim. No, there is no triangle thing here.
I don't think there's no...
Virgil, you know Cho. Sometimes he just gets tired and, you know, he just can't pull it off.
Yes, we could not...
Or sometimes he rolls in late
him.
And just says, hey, you know, yep. Don't worry. Your special person, I bet, will come in.
Yes, he is your person.
Yes, he's special. All right. We also had international shout-out to Debbie from Scotland.
Debbie!
Scots are representing. I don't have any bagpipe. You know, that would do injustice, and they would put a hit on me. Yep.
But you might look really cute in a kilt.
Like their national anthem. That's a cool song, actually.
Yep, that's right.
It is. I like it, even though I don't know the words. But there are words. Imagine that. All right. We got to keep on. And don't worry, folks. A lot of you don't know, but we... put an hour down for the show on Blog Talk, but that is...
I put it at 90.
Well, she put it at 90 today.
Yeah.
Say. But well, anyway, bottom line is it's not Monday. Monday, things can get rigid, but don't sweat it and look at the clock and say, I'm not going to get a reading. Don't sweat it. Even I'm talking to you Facebook folks, especially because I know we want to open the floor. And we will. The time will come, but it is not now. Because now is the time
for
that we go to... Where are you? There it is. Area code 630, Illinois, but I'm thinking Wisconsin. Yes. Yay.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi, darling. We're good.
Welcome in.
What brings
did
you to
I
the
don't
show?
Have a question. I'm just listening, but Deb, did you see the cover of the book design that I made? I put the Love Doctor on there.
Oh, you must not have.
I have to confess.
Uh-oh, here comes confession, taxi cab confession.
I have been so out of sync with my email, and he knows. I mean, it's like, I don't know what's going on, except that I'm chasing four dogs around, trying to arrange clients. Yeah, let's look at them. He's playing the violin. And I'm sorry.
No,
I'm going to look at stuff tonight, okay?
I play the violin because I am terrible about my emails. Terrible.
Yeah, I'm just really sorry.
Today I had a big dental thing, so I worked from home for the morning.
Yeah.
And I was doing a computer problem on the work, and it was like all the even work emails were like, you know, so it happens.
And I do have a little bit of a good excuse.
Well, here we go.
Last night, a couple people noticed that I wasn't looking happy during the show, looking like something was bothering me. And you know what? It's the early stages of getting a upper respiratory infection. I can feel it. And out here, we don't get just normal viruses. They come from the Middle East. Those people, you know, they're on these ships. They're transiting the Atlantic and all. And it's almost like they're sealed up. So when they get here, those viruses are potent. So I'm coming down with something. So I don't know what Jim's going to say. You're not taking your supplements.
So I quit giving them to her. I was a nice guy giving her supplements. And you know what? Listen to this. Listen to this, all the adults out there in the world. I got these two great supplements. And why didn't you take the one? It's too sweet.
I don't like
it. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
A thing that can keep you protected. It's too sweet. Like you're on Chopped and you're like judging somebody's dessert. I found your dessert a little too sweet. Take the damn thing. It's supposed to be good for you, Deb.
Hey, I always gave away my Halloween candy every year.
That has nothing to do.
I cannot stand sugar.
So you know what?
All right.
Screw it. I don't give her that anymore. She gets sick. I'll shake them in front of her in bed. Ah, you should have taken these. Yep. Anyway, you know. All right. Well, thank you so much.
It's a pill. A real pill.
Yeah, but I take my pills no matter how big, small, yucky, and nasty they are because they are for your own damn good. All right.
With that said.
Well, thank you so much. And Deb said she
I'm
will
just
show.
Listening.
You sure you don't
have a
want,
good night? I just want.
You don't want a reading of anything? I still
I mean,
owe
the only thing that's been.
Yeah.
The only thing that's been going on is that, like, I decided that I am writing the book and that what I believe that the story is. Like, I believe he was murdered. I believe it happened this way. And I'm just going to go with that. And I don't feel the need to, like, argue with people or the girlfriend who wants to come up with a different, you know, narrative that fits her. She doesn't want to go to jail or whatever, but I mean, I don't think that there's anything else that I need to do on that case except for finish writing all my notes and shop for a deal. I don't think that the outcome is going to change.
I think that you're right, and I think you should follow your own instincts on this. All right? And I'm sorry. I promise I will get back to you.
Are we going to do this, Deb?
What? Yeah.
Put cards on? Put them down, baby.
No, she doesn't have a question.
Oh, I thought she did.
Mm-mm.
All right, well, thank you so much, my dear.
We love when people just help say hi.
Yeah, thank you.
Catch up.
Awesome.
And
I'm glad
you're
listening.
I promise I will go take a look at that when we are finished. Okay?
No problem. Put
on that dog.
All right.
Well, thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
And I will put you back on mute in case you put a lot of time on Facebook. All right. We're moving on. Next time, folks, don't worry. We're attacking this list, and we're going to eventually jump into a Facebook.
I think we also have our correspondent from Arizona
in coming
the
up.
Queue.
Coming
yes.
up. Yeah, we're getting closer and closer. We're getting closer. Everybody chill out. Virgil was asking about her.
Oh, I think.
I already let him know. I already gave him the heads up, eh?
I think she has a crush on her.
Ooh, you found out I got a crush on you.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it's
I
a
like
chick
it.
Singing it, but yeah.
Yeah.
That was huge for a long time. That was huge, but a while ago. All right, international shout-outs. We got, where is she? We got Jeanette in Canada, Laura from Canada. Yes, we got freaking.
Boy, I'll tell you.
This is the United Nations. We're missing some hemispheres. We haven't had our Australian folks for a while, but remember we had somebody in Indonesia that was coming?
We did, and Pakistan was big.
Yeah, Pakistan. You're right, Pakistan. All right.
Yeah.
All righty then. Let's do this. And I like this because it's a mystery.
Yes, we don't know.
All one. Right. Bring it on.
Are you all right? It sounded like
Hello.
A spell.
Are you in a fist fight? Are you having a wrestling match with a large iguana? Hello?
Hi. No iguana's here. How are you?
Then you must live up north.
Hello there.
I do. I'm in Maryland. This is Diamond.
Hi, Diamond.
And I have
Hi. So what
I have, this is my first time, by the way. I'm a virgin caller to your show.
Oh, goodbye, Cherry. All right.
All right, so let me tell you why I'm calling. I met a gentleman, Lee, a year ago. It was definitely love at first sight, you know, calling, texting, seeing each other. And then just as quickly as he came in, he left.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
It was like a book.
Yeah, exactly.
Hate that.
But recently he came back. He called and he said he wanted to talk, and slowly but surely, he's working his way back in. He's taken me out several times. Now he texts maybe once a week. So I'd like to know, what does he want with me?
Boy,
is he
question,
is
right?
he trustworthy?
Oh boy, you couldn't have come to the right a better place.
You chose wisely.
Yes, you did.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Matters of the heart is the foundation of this message.
And you gave the perfect background information
Absolutely.
For a really great
yes.
lady. And that's pretty impressive. Have you listened to the show a lot before?
I have listened a few times, yes.
That's
and like you always say, I want to give you some background to help you with the reading.
And you,
if I was rating you,
you would get an A on your report card. That was perfect.
I was a good student in school.
Oh, I bet you were.
All right, now tell me, how long was he absent? Didn't he disappeared?
Yeah, he disappeared about 4 months after we met. He was gone for about 2 months, and I did not call him at all. And I know he was surprised by that. He probably thought I would give him a call. And then he called me about 2 months after no contact, and that was in October.
Did he say what was going on?
Yeah, that was a while ago, October.
Yeah, he did. He gave his explanation, busy at work, yada, yada, yada. I know he was seeing other people. I mean, I'm not dumb.
In other words, he shoveled a bunch of bullshit is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, again,
well,
I know he wanted to
busy at work. Yeah. Like a 10-second call or 15-second
We all know what
text.
Was going on, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, He was out hunting.
I listened to Steve Harvey a lot. Steve Harvey is very emphatic and says, if a guy wants to talk to you, he'll call you. If he wants to stay in touch with you, he'll text you.
Or he'll figure something out. He could be a chicken shit bastard.
He said, but he goes, if a guy kind of disappears on you.
Yeah, the ghosting thing.
He's
seeing
somebody else.
And nowadays, the chicken shits can send emails and texts.
Yeah, they can.
In the old days, they couldn't.
No.
They had to actually physically call somebody or show up, and that scared the crap out of probably a lot of relationships that never came to be because of that.
And listen to this. I personally do not like Russell Brand anymore.
Who?
Russell Brand, he's a comedian and an actor. I don't know if he sings or anything. But he hurt Katy Perry. He ended their marriage in a text.
Wow.
What?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that is more efficient.
She was like,
come on.
She loved this guy.
Obviously not long time. He only has
a face a mother could love, but
that matters so much in the entertainment world. International shout out to Lisa in the UK.
Lisa! Yeah.
Is it Lisa
That was pretty crappy of him.
I think I got it wrong. I think Leanne was the international shout out. I'm sorry.
All right.
I got to go check on Lisa here. Where is Lisa from?
Yeah, so with you,
I
give your guy credit.
Lee.
I give Lee credit in the sense
I don't know.
then he kind of jerked you around. And jockey mm-hmm. with some other girl. And I think it was, you know, I've told a story on the air here before that years ago I went out with a darling guy who looked like a young Robert Redford. This is way
before my time.
What is, you mean before you were born?
before I knew who the hell you were. No, how about that?
It was way before that.
But that's all. That's that way. I can't speak of this. That's all I
and
know.
He took me out and tried to make a move or two. And when he walked me to my door, he said, you know, I can't see you anymore. And I was like, okay. Mm. He said, I'm too much of an asshole for a girl like you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
he was honest.
Yes. And I think your guy deserves, you were not official. You weren't Facebook official.
Yeah, it was 4 months.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little bit of expectation of somebody just at least being honest and saying what's going on, but it's 4 months. It's not a marriage.
It's not.
Right. I'm more concerned with why he's coming back, I guess.
Well, there you go. That's the problem, right, Deb? And what's the big picture on that? Well, he's coming, did he not like his hunting? Now he's trying to go back to a sure thing that he had? Is that what it is?
I'm just going to have to
the
tell
player,
you.
He's a player, right?
But not a, probably in the that you expect. I have a bit of a feeling here, and just remember, you're not attached. There's no commitment, but I've seen this before. And these other women went ahead and married men that were making them a beard, if you are familiar with that term. Possibly may be a little gay. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there was another guy I went out with was bisexual, he told me, but he said he went one at a time. He didn't just go swing one way and then the other. So you just, there may need to be a conversation at some point. All right.
So this is big. You're saying when he left, he went and explored bisexuality, perhaps.
Perhaps.
And okay. And
there's
then
another
he's...
man here. There's a him and another man joined by what your question is.
So
wow.
He wasn't happy with.
Are you gonna say
bearded it? Clams?
Yeah, well, we were never intimate, thank God.
Oh, well, there you go. So he didn't taste the whiskey biscuit, but
I want to be wrong. Really wrong, because I see your feelings. You could really go for this guy in a big way. So with that said,
don't do it.
This, for one thing, this is not a guy that lives by you. He's someone that lives, I could very likely be another country that
which guy?
Lee,
oh, the guy that
Lee
he
went to.
The guy that he did some sausage tasting with.
And there was a lot of inebriation involved.
Well, alcohol always makes people do things that they would never do, but even though they probably would do it anyway. But yeah.
I love the phone sound you have.
It's like you're playing like a game on an app.
Yeah, it kind of does.
But
Diamond,
it's whatever you choose, yeah.
Yes.
His readings are all about potential. Nothing's ever written solidly like in stone.
No.
And things do change. So, but for you, I'd advise, take it slow. Make sure you know the man you're dealing with. And if you guys went 4 months without any intimacy, I wonder what that says, you know?
Yeah, I believe you. I'm not trying to make any excuses for him. That would explain a lot, actually. So, again, why is he coming back? He's taking me out. I mean,
I don't think he's ready to join the lifestyle. You know, I don't think he is. I think that he's dabbling, experimenting.
Which is actually really, okay. Horrible. It's really horrible. I'm not ready to be gay
he's
yet.
He's trying to figure out himself. Is that
that's
he's trying
it.
To figure it out.
And I really think that a lot of men have a kinky thing in them where they want to try the bizarre, the, you know.
Yeah, well, you're a female, so when you say a lot of men, you don't really have a clue.
I had a very nice conversation with a lovely transsexual down at one of our clubs.
Well, that nails it then. That's data.
No, but she told me a lot of these men want that he-she experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and, so do you see like orgies and multiples and all that?
No.
Oh, my goodness, sakes alive.
Not at this point, but you need to call us more often.
And that doesn't mean it's not?
Yeah.
Right now, she doesn't see it in the cards.
No, but I think he goes overseas. He goes somewhere.
Over there.
And things happen. And what happens overseas is going to stay overseas.
Like to a resort or something and goes to the other side.
Yeah. And I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know, hon, if he's really your number one, because I think that in a actual committed relationship, say if you were to marry him, he would create arguments so he could get away.
And
then
go see his male lover.
So he could go hunting Schnitzelgruben. Right.
Okay, well, that takes all the excitement out of me. Thank you very much for clarifying.
One more thing, Diamond. Wait.
I know, but, you know, it's good to know. It's good to know these things.
You have a very beautiful future professionally for yourself, and that is something to be protected. Don't let some guy screw things
up. Yeah, this
up
is
for
just
you.
Jackwad. Don't let
also,
the jackwad, yeah.
Everybody's getting this message lately from me. Watch your money, okay? Keep an eye on, you know, income and outgo. And just make sure that nobody's playing around with your accounts, your credit cards, scamming going on.
Yeah, it sucks. You got to be so vigilant nowadays.
So I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but I think it's better.
She called here to know the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, yeah. She didn't call a donut shop where everything's sugar-coated.
Do you think he's lying to me in other areas or?
No, I didn't pick up on that, Diamond. We'll need you to call again. This Jim is dying.
Okay, thank you.
We got a ton of Blog Talk callers. We got a lot of Messenger folks. All right, real quick though, your angel card, healing angel card reading, is diversity. The world would be a boring place if we were all the same. Celebrate your uniqueness, your special, and much love. These are from the angels, the healing card angels. So.
I don't know what they're really saying for that.
Well, may or may not have anything to do with their question. It's just, you know, it's about her as a human. So
Diamond, thank you for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. And
thank
holding
you guys.
Forever. She's a new Skyper. We have a brand new Skyper.
Yes, and you know there may be other women out there that you've just now kind of given them some awareness.
They
don't want to be some guy's beard. That's so cute. It's legitimate. You know?
I don't even know if they do that much anymore, though, because everything's acceptable.
Well, not if they're duping some girl into, you know, maybe he had, and we'll discuss this later.
Yeah. That was a little, you almost opened up a big door. I put her back on mute.
Okay.
So.
Well, you know, he may be planning to tell her. The first night I went out with the bisexual guy, he didn't just go, oh, by the way, it came up later.
Hey, we got Faye in Canada, Nova Scotia.
Oh, I would love to come there.
Yeah,
well,
that's your kind of weather.
Nova Scotia.
But it would be a beautiful sea country. All right, we're going to 520.
Hello, you guys.
Holy God, it's been so damn long. It's been like 3 days.
You know what?
What?
The neighbor and I were hanging out all day yesterday. In fact, he came in yesterday to the house, and he ran toward me. He says, I could hardly wait to get home to you. And when he leaves the house, he honks the horn down the street at me. When he's coming, he's honking the horn at me.
When he's coming?
You know, I said, well, yeah, right. Keywords. And then I said, we were in a conversation yesterday, and I said, well, I'm just perfect. And he said, you're almost perfect. And so, Deb, I'm really looking elsewhere because today it's totally different. I think he's at a place that I introduced him to. I introduced him to someone at this place that it's a public venue, and I think he's there tonight, but I think he, and I told him I was, he wanted me to go with him, and I said, no, I'm not going to go because it's not my cup of tea. It's, you know, I don't go to bars or anything like that, and it's taking place in a bar, which is okay. It's cool. But yeah, I did meet someone the other day, and it was at the yard sale, and this guy is so cool. He's going to come next week to my house to help me work on my house. His name is Mike. What do you see, Deb, for me, please?
Sure. And is this the guy that you sat and talked with at the yard sale?
Yes. He's so cute.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know. We'll
see. Let's find out. Just like with the previous caller. You know, it wasn't probably all that she was dreaming of in a phone call, but it's got given her something to think about.
You, the insight is more important
than
sugar and spice and everything nice.
Do you know his status? Is he single, divorced?
I gave him, you know, we were talking for a bit, and then I think we were talking yesterday, the day before, and he said something. He says, oh, yeah, I remember calling you. And it was a bit ago, and then we were recalling the conversation. He was reminding me he was just getting a divorce, and then I said, well, I lost my significant other. And then so then we got it set up for next week for him to come and look at the house and help me with some stuff. And I just like him. I like him a lot. And I don't think there's that complication of, am I gay this hour? Am I gay next hour? Am I heterosexual? I don't think there's that crap going on.
Yeah, that's a big complication, as you found out the hard way.
This is Mike. That's right. We're talking about a Mike. So far, everybody I've ever met whose name is Mike or Nick turn out to be very decent people.
Let me think about that.
You don't know everybody I know.
I'm not talking about your mics, Nick. I'm trying to think of all the mics and Nick's I'm doing.
I like to take on things. I love to miss feedback.
It's like, let me think if I concur. It's like, you know, I'm trying to think of all the, you know what? I'm glad. I don't have a big list of people that, I don't have a hate list. I can't think of a lot of people that I personally know that I've hated. I can't think of anybody, actual hatred.
Very dubious. Yeah, go ahead.
Deb, I was going to call you dubious. I'm sorry.
She is. Oh.
No, I'm sorry. I paused. I just think that, Deb, you hit it on the nose with my neighbor because, you know, it's like 1 minute up. I mean, ecstatic heights of, you know, 1 minute, and then the next minute it seems to just plunge down.
Yeah.
And I just, you said some stuff, you know, like therapy and things like that that might be needed.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering.
There's a lot of people out there that, you know, and you as a person, sometimes you don't know that you need therapy if you're having issues. Somebody has to tell you and you have to believe them.
Without getting insulted.
Well, yeah, or say, nah, you're full of shit. I don't want you as a friend. You know, that type of thing. Yeah.
Well,
because
Deb,
when he sees me, he was all over me, going all crazy. I had pulled back. I had disappeared for a while. And then, you know, it was just hot on. You know, he was coming full throttle. And then, you know, and I just, and then, I don't know. So anyway,
was he looking for sex?
Raunchy the brown cow?
No, we didn't get there yet.
She said yet at the end of the sentence.
She did.
Is that a Freudian slip when you said we didn't get there yet?
Oh, and you watch now. He is going to perform with you, finding out that you have another.
Perform, so to speak?
Perform, well, just.
I know what you meant.
He's going to get all jealous up.
He might start putting the schmooze on really hard, you think?
Yes, and for those of you out there who have been very Grey's Anatomy fans, you'll remember that Meredith had both McDreamy and the vet.
Who's Meredith?
Meredith is the main...
the Grey bitch.
Meredith Grey.
Meredith the Grey bitch, okay.
Yeah, I've watched the show so many times. The thing is, I was surprised she didn't go for the vet. He seemed like a really veterinarian. But anyway, this is the situation you're going to be in where the two men are going to be mad at each other. I mean, they didn't really have any gripe with each other, but they were fighting for this girl. Yeah. So.
All right, what about Mike?
So we're bringing Mike into this mix now.
And Mike. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. What's the other guy with Mike?
What was that thing?
That was the cereal.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It was Life, wasn't it?
Life cereal. Yes. First of all, he is already swooning over you. Okay? Now, you've got one guy over here. He runs hot and cold. And over here, she's got this guy who's really hot to trot for you. So.
But he's a new kid on the block.
He is.
So she doesn't probably know a lot about
things. Going to try and keep his feelings for you on the down low. Because he's afraid he'll scare you off.
You have to be careful on that with people. Both sides, both parties have to be careful.
Because sometimes you meet somebody and you can feel that there is a legacy of some sort. There's a kindredness.
But
if
you say it the first or second time you talk to them, they could run for the hills.
Yeah.
When
I opened the door to my late husband, I thought, oh, my God, he's the one. I'm scared. And I couldn't wait for him to go because it was scary, all that awareness. So this guy cares for you. No doubt about it.
Okay.
And now we're going to see what Dee is going to do.
Dee.
Dee's not going to let her go that easily.
Right, but we will have to see. You're right. When are you guys Mike going to see each other next? When is that going to be?
Well, Mike is supposed to let me know. He hasn't nailed the time. Last time we talked, he said he had this and that and that and this. He said, but it'll be, next week. Not this week, but next week. And, I'm good with it. It's fine. I have some other stuff I have to take care of.
What does Mike do?
Yeah. He is in the construction trades.
That can be good.
Is he out there swinging a hammer? Is he a boss or is he a manager? Do you know or don't you know?
He owns his own business.
Ah, okay.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, that's cool. So he started from the bottom. That's good.
Yep. I want to ask.
Is he swinging a hammer? He's swinging something because I like him.
Oh, wow. Hammer time.
Can I ask an incredibly inappropriate question?
Oh, I like inappropriate. Here we go. That's everybody in the smart pants. Just kidding.
Is he a contender for the boudoir?
Oh, are you kidding? When we were talking, I already had him wrapped up in my blanket in my bed. Oh, yeah. He's very masculine, too.
Oh,
and he's very...
I noticed, Lisa, it doesn't take you long to bang guys in your imagination. You pretty much do it right off. Which is okay. It's your imagination.
Women can be that way.
Yeah.
It's your imagination.
Women everywhere the world over were doing that.
Well, some don't, I think.
Unless you're just a friend. When you're just a friend, I don't think we're... Well, we might be checking them out.
I don't get very much insight into women's imagination, so I just made an observation.
To be perfectly honest, I did not... When I first moved here, and then I saw Dee, and I knew whatever, I just treated it like business as usual. It just came on slowly. I mean, we could... check the calls to you all. I never even considered him anything at all, just a neighbor. That's it. And then stuff was starting to happen. Now, this guy, Mike, maybe it's because I take him more notice because I just really don't like this thing that's going on between me and Dee. I don't like it at all. I don't like the ups and the downs.
And you should not have to like that. Right. Yep. You should not have to like ups and downs.
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, yesterday he said, I could hardly wait to get home to you, and he's running up to me, and let's go for a bike ride, and then he yells in the street, hey, baby, it's just, I don't know, I'm kind of tired of this stuff. I'm really tired, he's high maintenance.
Yep.
Oh, extremely.
Yeah, nobody wants to be jerked around at all.
You
nobody.
Know, but the other man could be.
Nobody wants it.
You know, he could be your sexerciser.
At this point, you really don't know, but you got to see what happens next.
Oh, and I want to.
Yeah, we'll just talk. Yeah, we'll see what goes on. We'll get to work and see what happens from there. I mean, I'm not going to throw myself at him, but, you know, nor will he, I guess, and we'll just see how it goes.
I can tell you with this one, there's truly genuine feeling on his part. There's no drama and all this hide and seek and who are you going to be tomorrow kind of thing.
And that's good.
And he's normally a fast mover, just to let you know. So he is going to be a little frustrated if you're not, you know, fast and loose like he is in that way. But I think it will only add to the excitement level of gratification when that comes. The anticipation is everything. Boy, am I
wasn't that the song Anticipation is Making Me Wait?
Yep. Yes, so you build it up and build it up. And then you go for the big enchilada, I guess. That gratification will be so much more.
Oh, I bet it wasn't an enchilada that was the first word you're about to say. You cleaned it up. I think she cleaned it up. She cleaned it up real nicely.
I do forget this is a private conversation we're having.
She cleaned it up at the last minute. Very well played. Well played, Deborah.
So, you are now, you are bringing a new character or new actor on stage, and the play is only going to get more interesting now.
Oh, I just don't, I'm tired of this thing, so I'm breaking out of it, and I'm expanding, and I've got a lot of stuff. My dance card is getting filled with a lot of stuff, activities, and, you know, onward and so forth.
I think it's going to be great, and it looks good. I like where your head is at right now. You've given
this time.
Yeah.
Time for you to go next.
But you didn't have a nuclear meltdown about
it.
You didn't have a nuclear meltdown about it. You're like, okay.
No.
Whatever, neighbor.
No.
Okay, cool. Next.
No.
That was very well played.
No, he's a nice guy. He's confused. That's all.
You're talking about your neighbor, Dee?
Yeah, but now.
Yeah, the neighbor. Yeah, I think.
Speaking to you as the psychic love doctor.
Oh, not the, any kind of love doctor.
This is when plot thickens, because now he's losing your attention, and he's going to see you leaving with someone.
Yeah, I'm not her, but something's going to happen.
And
I don't mean like physically you're going to die. I mean, things are going to change. You're going to get some more communication.
Yes. And the thing is, he's like an alpha dog that has peed a circle around you.
He's dependent on her for emotional and friendship type stuff.
Yeah.
Totally.
So you may not be ever having to initiate.
He's
going to
feel so threatened that he's losing his best friend.
About where are we and where are we going? I think he's going to bring it up.
I think he is. I think it depends on how this mic thing goes, because right now we don't know. But if it goes somewhere, I bet he's losing a best friend.
And there could very easily be a future.
And
you
might have to say,
oh, yeah, with Mike.
I will always be your best friend, Dee.
Yeah.
But I'm moving to a different level with this person, and you have to accept that or not. But that's down the road. That's beyond the cards.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I think she knows that. I think she's very good about it. She knows that. All right, Lisa.
Thank you, guys.
Well, now this is your healing angel card, and I think this will resonate a little bit. Subject is miracle. Our wings of light surround you and those you love. This current situation is governed by a higher power. The forces of love are at work. All will turn out well.
Oh, I like it.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Well, that's like this man. He's got good intentions about you. He is smitten, let me tell you. And he's not just trying to get in your pants. So Jim, shush.
Oh, too bad. I said nothing.
And I say too bad. If he's not just trying to do that, too bad.
Yeah. Well, it's that and the other. You want both. The guy wants both.
And the key is going,
yeah.
Oh,
you want both.
He's a fine lover, too.
That's weird.
He's all about
yeehaw.
It's our physiological makeup. We want to do both.
What was it? On the movie Dog Periscope, Kelsey Grammer said, I love this job. And that's how I feel. I
that
love
so
this
long
job.
As I don't remember a lot of stuff. It was good play. Well, I'm glad Lisa, you had to hold the long time because you didn't get in early like you normally do. But that's okay. You held and we appreciate that.
Thank you. Because
we
needed
our
correspondent
from Arizona. Correspondent. That
thank
is Lisa,
guys.
Our correspondent.
Take care. And
two earth angels. You guys are two earth angels.
Oh, earth angels.
Oh, we're going back to the 60s.
Yeah.
And do you still have the same shower?
Yeah, the shower curtain.
Yes, I do. I want to bring someone into that shower to show them and witness it. Maybe it'll be Mike.
Maybe it will.
Oh, I think it's more than
it
a
has to be a second pair of eyes.
Ah, yes, indeed. What she's saying, no camera involved. She wants human eyeballs in there.
That's right.
So they can look and analyze and look at the figures from the outside while they're banging. anyway. All right, we understand. Remember, you have to be careful. There's a lot of danger in shower sex.
What?
If you don't have the proper grips down, on you could slip and fall, and you both could end up in the hospital banging.
Oh, my God.
You could be butt naked waiting for 911 if you don't have some. If you don't have that. Here, watch out. That service gets very slippery down there.
Can.
Yes,
and,
I first.
And imagine.
OSHA, but you guys could put hard hats on while you bang.
Remember, or but imagine if the paramedics had to come and you both couldn't get out of the tub.
That's right. You still were kind of conjoined.
And
we
have to knock on the wall so D could come rescue us.
Oh, there it is. That's another episode in your
show.
Holy
crap, that would be the greatest episode ever on Earth in a sitcom. You can't even, oh, my Lord God, that is money, that episode.
That is money.
That is money.
Oh, I love it.
I wish she was in the creative direction. She could be a bazillionaire, and maybe she'd throw us a couple bucks. After they took her, they made movies or sitcoms out of her. They could all glue this.
Yeah, this could really go somewhere.
But it's not who she is.
But you never know. Somebody else might pick up the outlet here.
That's true. Hey, I'm glad you called back. Sunday we did like that. I don't know if you heard. We did a Facebook only thing only for the international folks, kind of. Monday, you know, news for the soul, it is what it is. So I'm glad you were here.
Yeah.
We're
back on track there, Lisa, baby.
Oh, well, you two babies. Thank you.
You're not going to, but you actually don't even plan on interacting with Mike for a while, right?
Yeah, no calls or anything.
Well, not so. Yeah, I'll probably, if I don't hear from him, I'll send him a text and ask if, you know, does he know about the schedule? Because it is serious what I was asking him. It wasn't a ploy, you know, and the cherry on the cake there was that he is cute, and I like his personality.
Cool. And I'm trying to, like, summarize for the next time she calls in. And you in D, what is your status right at this moment?
Yeah, where are you?
Well, you know, I haven't seen him all day. He went out as I was driving in, and he honked at me all the way down the road. And I think he's at an event tonight that I had introduced him to. I think that's where he's at. So I haven't seen him all day, really, to speak to. But I'm really tired of this. This isn't a normal situation. I don't like it. You know, I just don't like it for myself.
Did you introduce him to a guy or a girl?
It was a retired college professor that's in charge of facilitating this event, and it's someone that I knew.
Male?
So it was a guy, but I don't think it was homo stuff. I don't think it was homosexual anything. I don't think so.
You don't think they were going to talk sausage? I asked them. You don't think they're going to talk about sausages? You know? All right. Well, we wanted a summary before we say goodnight to you to know where we are and what to expect when you call again.
Thank you.
You held a long time, and we appreciate
that.
Yes, thank you, hon.
Much.
And our UK folks missed you. They missed you not being here.
Yes, Mike was looking
Mike
for you.
Mike / Virgil, depending on which personality is here. Yep. But, yeah, and that's what he loves the most. He says the laugh. I think your laugh makes everybody feel better.
It sounds like a dirty laugh.
Well, it's both, too, but it's a laugh.
You know, I've been called witchy. I've been called – I love it. I really love it.
I do, I bet. And a lot of the folks here,
yes,
they just like it because it makes them feel good. Because sometimes people are there with a lot of tense issues, and they hear somebody laugh, and it just makes you feel good.
It does.
Because they can't right at the moment.
Yep.
And we all know, we've been there where we can't laugh. We know.
And we love following your story.
Yes, indeed.
So much.
Aw, you both are so sweet. Thank you.
Right? And we hope
I love following your show. Yeah.
Great.
Well, awesomeness.
Love that.
Awesomeness. All right. And then we shall talk again. This is Lisa from Arizona, our correspondent, signing
Thank
off.
Thank you, guys.
Putting you back on mute.
Thank you.
Bye. We are going to Facebook. Folks, don't fret. Those on hold, don't get all pissed off and freak out. We have Louise, who cannot, she has kids sleeping, so she got messenger, but she is giving me her question. You know Louise for a long time.
Oh, I have.
It's been a while, though.
Talked to her.
Yep.
I remember I messengered you quite some time ago. It was like 3:00 in the morning where you were, and we talked. If you recall, she probably does.
Yeah, okay, you are up, and I'm going to type first. Okay, Louise would like to know.
Yes.
The next few months for her life, please, generally.
Okay.
And I prompt her for more info.
Okay. Alrighty then.
And she stayed up a long time, so we appreciate that, Louise. She was here at the show start. I think she was our first international. She was the first international folk here. Not the last, but she was the first.
She was the first person there.
Yeah, I was saying on Facebook Live, she was the first international. Oh, you're right, the first person.
First person.
Period, but yes.
All right, let's see what's going on in Louise.
Got some blog talk folks that are holding. Don't freak out. Show is not ended. In fact, I got to catch up here and see who's next. I have a list. I keep a list. I don't trust Block Talk's list. Well, they're pretty good, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. All right. I know who's next.
Now, I wish I knew more about what's going on with you, Louise, because front and center, I'm seeing a man here. So
is he a mighty good man?
I think so, but he's a mighty far away man.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. That's not in the song.
But, you know, distance is relative.
Is it really?
It is.
That was going to be choked to death. Anyway, okay.
For us, a card that signifies distance would mean like from, well, they don't know, but, you know, the girl who comes in, her name is Andrea. She's up in Alexandria, I think, Virginia.
Well, it's been a while since she's on the list.
And that would be distance. And you folks.
She is not tonight.
I don't know how your country lines are or what, but this is somebody at a distance. And he seems to be, and if he isn't in your life yet, he's coming. And he seems very intent on having a very lovely relationship with you, Louise. So, and I'm seeing now, if I remember correctly, you were interested in getting a small business going. Well, if you have, or if you're still contemplating, it's going to go very well. I really feel that the pandemic kind of killed a lot of our dreams. We had so many businesses here in Hampton Roads that didn't even get a grand opening, and they closed. I mean, they just ran out of money. So I think you're going to be looking really good as this year goes on. There's a lot of, I see a lot of money exchanging hands around you. So that would be very good if you get back or in your element with what you do. There's another guy here. Boy, does he feel terrible. And I'm wondering if this is the boyfriend that you had previously. That, remember, there were some unsavory things that developed from that relationship.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. It's like karma is biting him in the butt. And he is so wishing he wouldn't have done those things he did. Frankly, I don't think there are enough apologies in the world to ever be able to get over.
Yeah, there
that.
Has to be a point where forgiveness is not an option.
No, it was criminal. And
yeah, there's a, yeah. You know, they always forgive is divine and all the Bible stuff, but there is a point where that doesn't apply.
Yes, and you know, she's got family. She's got children.
Especially when you have all the other factors involved.
But, oh, this other one, boy, if you don't want him, I'll take him. You can come see me because he's a king of hearts.
I'm with a king of hearts. Oh, never mind.
No, queen of hearts.
I know. I adapted the song from Juice Newton. Thank you.
But, oh, the king of hearts is like, oh, just an awesome kind of nature man. He's not afraid to cry at, like, chick flicks. Or over a great song. I mean, that's been kind of nice, sentimental. But he strikes me as having been tall in stature.
She said perfect thank you. It must have been 20, 30 seconds. Okay. Remember the delay.
Well,
it
and...
It varies. It could be 10 seconds.
We will keep coming, hon. I know it's late for you, but I think you had told me you were a night owl. So I hope that you come more and we can really get into this more. So... I think this is going to be a very prosperous and love-filled year for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
she's beautiful, by the way.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Oh, shoot.
Yes.
The subject of your healing angel card is vision. A positive outcome requires a positive vision. Visualize everyone involved in your present situation surrounded by light and love.
Yeah.
Make sure to include yourself also, because some people forget that. Your love has the power to influence and transform the current events.
Well, good for you. Good for you that she's got that kind of power.
I got the power. All right. Well, thank you so much. She stuck around since the beginning of the show. That is awesome. We shall attack the phone.
Yeah, and maybe some others.
No, she was the only one that responded.
Oh, the only one that is
looking
for.
Yeah, we
got
to go back. Go back to the phones. We're going to 254, which is out in Texas. 254, welcome to the show.
Gabby.
Is this Gabby?
Yes. Oh, my God. I've been trying so hard to get you guys for the past, like, 2 or 3 days or a few weeks.
Yeah,
and I'm so happy to finally get you.
Yeah. I noticed the area code a lot of times, and it was, like, right at the end, and we just had to go. Sorry about that. But, hey, you're here. You got us.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So what's happening,
yeah,
Gabby?
What do you got? What do you want to know?
Well, I was wondering if Deborah had that email from that woman that she promised. If not, I can always come back. Because I know I'm going to get my internet next week, but I just kind of want a career reading, if that's possible, to know what you have in the future for me.
Oh, okay. You're getting your internet?
Yeah, next week, because, like, my health manager's on vacation. And, like, also, we're in, like, I live in the North Texas area, so we're kind of having that rain and ice situation going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
The shitty weather is upon them. We saw that in the news. Yeah, the song is, what was it? University of Texas. The eyes of Texas are upon you. You know what? The shitty weather is upon you coming up.
Oh, yeah, and it's dangerous.
Dangerous, Robert. All right, the cards are going down. I'm looking at callers and time and all that stuff. Oh,
well, make sure now you stay on the house manager's good side so you can have your internet back. You've suffered, what, 6 months?
Oh,
I think 4 months. It's going to be 5 months in February.
It's not even affecting me. It sounded longer, I remember.
Boy, that's being exiled. You know
it is.
I mean?
That is like taking crack away from a crack whore.
Yeah, I have another question.
Oh, okay. Throw it out there right now while she's doing it.
Well, my brother, who's doing fine, he had a great birthday. I want to know, they have a court-appointed thing where, like, he has to go to autism placement center somewhere non-Texas, anywhere in the country. So do you know anywhere that he'll be in, the like, any state or whatever?
In near future? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like this year or something like that.
Okay, well, the year's young, so there you go, Deb. For him and the other question.
It's appearing right now that he would be far away.
But the year is young, right?
And you would be sad. Very sad.
Yeah.
To have him so far away. But these kinds of things can change. You know.
Yeah, and the year just started. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, for that, and then what do you see for career?
Your career is going to be like a rocket ship to the stars.
I bet it's the P word, though, isn't it?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, she needs the P word.
She's
got
to get her internet.
She's got
back.
All this whole situation, current things got to work out.
Yeah, because I feel like I lost a career opportunity because I'm just so scared because I wrote them in my diary. I'm like, I'm scared I'm going to lose a career opportunity and never get it back because I lost my foolishness got me no internet because I asked for a phone and this and that. And I'm just like, I'm trying to like stay positive because I'm like, well, maybe it'll come in like later on or something.
Yes, Gabby, what is meant for you, you won't miss. It'll be right there when the time is meant to be. So I really feel that this time that you've been incommunicado, really, has been very good for you catch up with, you know, how the flow of what's ahead in your life. You might have been acting prematurely had you, you know.
The hindsight.
Right.
Yeah, good old hindsight.
But I've got to warn you of something, Gabby.
Hmm.
There's something going to go down in that place you're in. Don't be anywhere close to it because they'll implicate you. I don't know if it's a female fight or something got stolen
or some kind of conspiracy to do something they're not supposed to be doing.
That's it.
Distance yourself as much as possible.
You get the heck out of there.
Don't even talk.
Nope, don't say a word.
I'm walking away.
And this is coming soon and it will pass out of your card once the
it happens or it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But once
it
passes,
it won't affect you if you listen to what we're telling you.
Just walk away. If you hear anything, you should not be hearing because people don't realize if you hear things and then do nothing, sometimes how bad it is, you can be part of it.
Well, and Gabby, not everybody there is your friend.
Well, I think she knows that. But it's a reminder. You definitely know that.
Yes, so keep your head down and just focus on Gabby.
Yep, looks like Gabby and you don't want to be on the rule breaker side.
No, you don't.
Which sucks. Sometimes you don't need to be happy.
Do you have the email address to that lady?
Yes. I don't have it at the moment, but I will definitely speak to her. See if she would mind. You can't communicate with her right now anyway, but I'll get it for you. And don't fret.
Never fret.
The time will be there for you to get your career going. It will.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Real quick, we have your healing angel card, which is subject is divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yet this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
Look at
somebody
that.
Else had this card tonight.
God, that was just like the reading for her.
Somebody also had that card tonight.
I still get amazed by these things.
Yes!
Okay.
All right. Well, Gabby, remember, the last mile of a road march is the longest, so this will be a long week for you. But it'll be worth it. When you get it.
So all right. Thank you, guys. Bye. Thanks, Deborah. Thanks, Jim.
I know you helped.
Thank you, hon. And you take care. Don't get out in that snow and ice. Can't help it. I'm a mother. So take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
We shall indeed. All right, folks. We are sorry to say that we have
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, the course has run. I know we had a lot of folks on hold. We tried to do the best that we could do. Our moral to this story all is please call in as early as possible. That's all we can say. We went to the 90-minute mark pretty much. Actually, we went beyond because we had to do our little goodbye.
See all of you tomorrow. Yes, take care, Frog Talkers. We'll be here with you soon. Bye now. Put Madonna to bed.
Yep, and we